Boy, always a pleasure to talk ball with Bruce on the weekends. Bruce, how are you?
Good, Marty. What's going on?
Well, not too much. We got about 8 or 9 games to go in spring training here before it's over. And I want to get some of your thoughts about the season ahead. Excited about it? Where do you think the Giants are at? One thing I will tell you today, Andy Baggerly just tweeted that Gausman and Cueto will both be pitching Monday, Cueto in a simulated game, Gausman in the regular game, setting up potentially Gausman to be the opening day pitcher. So a lot of things still in flux.
Yeah, well, I like the sound of Gausman and Cueto anchoring the staff. I think, you know, on a good day with those guys out there, the Giants can hang with anybody. And then from then on, you see what happens. You know, Logan Webb, I'm really excited about the way he's looked, that he's added a changeup to what was already some really phenomenal stuff when he's on. It's kind of, his stuff is kind of mind-blowing when he's really in a groove. He looks real raw and young sometimes, but he's just coming on. So there's a lot of interesting things in the rotation. I think one thing with the Giants, and I'm sure it's been an issue there, you know, the defense is going to be, is kind of in question right now. The funny thing about it is that the anchors of the defense are like Belt, Longoria, Posey, and Crawford, the guys who are kind of on their way out or on the last year of their contracts. And it's kind of a good thing those guys are around from the defensive standpoint, because, you know, guys like Solano and Flores and really most of the outfielders are less than stellar at times. So that'll be an interesting thing to watch.
You know, it's funny you mention that. No one is pushing these guys. There's no one behind
right.
Belt. No one behind Crawford,
yeah.
No one behind Longoria, nobody behind Posey, and honestly, nobody behind Cueto. So it takes the pressure off these guys to maybe have a better season.
Well, yeah, and I think that's great. I mean, assuming that they've got something left, which I think they all do. You know, it would be awkward if the team is if they start getting benched. It would probably mean the team isn't doing well. Then there'd be pressure on them, and it'd also be pressure on, you know, the guys coming in to replace them. And they're not, those guys are not easily replaced when you talk about reputation and track record. So if they do start out well, I think that's the best for all concerned.
I agree. Tom Verducci had a very interesting article in SI.com this week pointing out the lack of action in baseball. And he really went through it by very, very carefully. And I brought up on the show today the game the other night against Seattle, where we had a strikeout, 3 walks, a wild pitch, a double and a pop out, and another strikeout. So 2 balls were put in play in 25 minutes. And, Bruce, this is going to change. Baseball does want to change it, and Manfred is adamant about doing it.
Yeah, I just think it's a shame that it's come to this, where not only is he and a lot of people recommending some pretty major changes, but that, you know, people like you and me and Bill and who have been around are kind of, and Bob Melvin, they're kind of like, yeah, okay. I mean, I think we should try this. You know, it's a shame the game has evolved to the point where the game that as we knew it, when balls were put in play, where line drive hitting, situational hitting meant a lot, where home runs were obviously incredibly valuable, but not, you know, the end all as a player developed his swing. And I find myself saying, well, you know, okay. I mean, let's see what a pitch count looks like. I think a pitch clock. I was horrified at the prospect of that at first, but I talked to a bunch of the A's guys a couple of years ago who'd been to the minors and gone through it and said after a while they didn't even think about it. They weren't looking at the clock. They just got the rhythm in their head, and they said it didn't bother them at all, didn't affect them in any significant way. And that's not to say that everybody reacted that well, but, you know, one thing in Verducci's article, in Game 6 of the World Series, the World Series is going to be decided. There was a ball put in play every 6 minutes. I mean, no.
You know, you can't have,
just
no.
Absolutely no. And
no.
4 minutes on the average for the whole season.
No, and that's where the, you know, and again, the pendulum swings back. Wotus and I talked about it today, you know, to base stealing. All of a sudden, you know, we're back to Louis Aparicio and Tommy Harper and Lou Brock and, you know, Ricky Henderson. And one of the more exciting moments you'll ever see in a baseball game is the eighth inning. It's 2-2, and your speed guy gets on first base, and you know he's going. And everyone in the park knows he's going, and you can't wait to see what is going to happen.
Absolutely. And in that situation, the tension is such that it doesn't matter if the at-bat drags on or whatever. It's just that, you know, all of a sudden you have the chess match there. And I think every team should make a concerted effort to have somebody like that, you know, in the heart of the order or leading off, who's a real dangerous base stealer. And, you know, Lord knows the athletes are out there. And, I mean, you think back to Ricky Henderson before that, you know, Maury Wills and Lou Brock. Everything was focused on that one thing. And it's a game changer, a game decider. And if you have a guy that good, the odds are in your favor. Forget whatever the analytics say. He's going to steal it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember Dave Lopes when he joined the A's and Ricky was just coming up. He couldn't believe. He said Ricky Henderson can steal on anybody at any time on any count. The only thing that confounds him is the lefty, you know, where he gets up on one leg and Ricky's not sure what he's going to do. It kind of threw him a little bit. But once he figured that out, forget it. He steals 130, you know.
And people loved it. So we're coming back to it. But I highly recommend the Verducci article, SI.com.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It really was good. Hey, this day in baseball history today, Alvin Dark, who was managing the San Diego Padres, was fired in spring training because he couldn't communicate with the players. And he was replaced by his pitching coach, Roger Craig. Bruce, you talk about a legacy of one guy going one way, one guy going the other. But Dark made a comeback with the A's.
Yeah, I mean, Alvin Dark, he managed the Giants in the early 60s. It's his second year with the Giants. They won over 100 games. He was managing some of those in tremendously entertaining teams. But he'd only joined the Padres in 77, I think in the middle of the season. And now it's 78 spring training, and there's all this chaos, and he had all these crazy ideas. One of which, by the way, was he wanted to start a kid named Ozzie Smith at shortstop, who no one had really heard of or even knew how to spell Ozzie. And that was not a bad idea. But, you know, Winfield might be traded. Veterans are popping off. And next thing you know, Roger Craig comes in, and it made a huge difference. And, you know, that's that kind of triggered, you know, I mean, of course, we know Roger had a fantastic career. He wound up getting fired by the Padres. But in 1980, when the Tigers hired him as a pitching coach, culminating in that incredible 84 season, that's when Roger Craig became a major player. About as major as you could be as a coach and not a manager. And, of course, we saw him with the Giants and everything else. But, yeah, Alvin Dark is blown out of there and then comes back with the A's. I mean, he managed the third when they won their third straight title. He was the manager. Mm-hmm. And then in 75, they were looking to win it again, and they got abruptly blown out by the Red Sox in sort of a shocking ALCS. And, well, that was it for Alvin. See you later.
Well, Sal Bando had the best remark. He said, Alvin Dark, he couldn't manage a meat market.
Did you know that when the A's were still in Kansas City, I'm sure you know this, Charlie Finley fired Alvin Dark one stormy, emotional night and rehired him later that night and then fired him again 24 hours later. That was life with Charles Finley.
And took Ken Harrelson with him, and Jack Aker was in the middle of that. That was great incident.
Yeah, exactly.
Great incident. Hey, Bill is with us. Bill, I know you always love to ask Bruce a question or two, so please jump in.
Hey, Bruce. You know, I want to touch base again on that starting rotation. And, you know, we always talk about spring training being so long and it lingers. But there's two names in the starting rotation I want to hear your thoughts on is Alex Woods back. And Aaron Sanchez, who really didn't throw that well his first time out, and in the postgame show, he was all elated like he was, you know, King Arthur. He thought he threw great. Your thoughts on this rotation, because really Logan Webb is going to probably be their second best starter behind Gausman.
Yeah, I hope so. And throw in Cueto, and I'd like to think those are three guys you could count on. You know, the rest of it's all really a bunch of gambles on guys that have been really, really good and have had arm troubles and were, you wondered if they were even going to survive in the game. But, you know, if Sanchez thinks that he's back, that's pretty encouraging. And he's a different kind of pitcher than those other guys. So he gives the opposition a different look. Who knows? I mean, I certainly haven't I haven't seen there isn't enough television, let's just put it that way, to see these guys. Alex Wood, I wasn't that keen on him coming over, but you know, he's a lefty. He has been very, very good. He had some issues health already, but who the heck knows? I just as soon have a couple of the young guys make some noise in the minor leagues and at least, you know, let these guys know that there's some help coming if they need it.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how they put a right-handed relief staff together. truthfully, the best reliever, and Bill's got him on the postgame show today, an interesting interview with Jake McGee. Bruce, this guy throws 97% fastballs. So there's no question what's coming.
I don't know if I like the sound of that against the Dodgers or Atlanta or San Diego or Washington. but you know, it's not just one fastball. He's got different kinds of movement on it, and he's had a lot of success with it. So, I mean, you know, if he's going good, you know, he'll be out there for an inning and maybe, you know, miraculously pitch two innings, which we never see anymore. But, a one-trick guy, you always have to wonder, especially in the age where, you know, guys would really like to have four pitches. And if you really only have one, as far as the timing and the rhythm of the hitter, there's not a big mystery there. The movement might change, but, you know, just in terms of the velocity coming at you, I don't know. It's he has had a lot of success, so that's going to be a question mark.
Well, we'll see. Bill, you got your show set for tonight?
Yeah, I do. Extra innings right after the game. Of course, the game's being televised today, so we'll be able to see how Kazmir throws and see how this Dodger lineup is. And the Giants are throwing a pretty good lineup out there, too. A lot of regulars. So I do have Jake McGee on today. Had a great interview with him going all the way back to Nevada, Sparks, Nevada, where he started out of high school. He got drafted out of Tampa Bay and signed at 17 years old and worked through a couple hard years in Colorado, but he feels he's really strong, and he is working on an extra pitch, Bruce, just for you to know. So you'll have to tune in, and you'll hear what he's going to throw out there in his arsenal this year.
I think he would have to, really. I mean, just common sense suggests that. Marty, why does Sparks, Nevada ring a bell that I can't quite hear? Is there any kind of athletic contest to Sparks, Nevada, or am I just making it up?
I lost
a bundle on a slot machine there.
I keep thinking of Sparks, the coach. Was it Joe Sparks?
Joe Sparks. He was one of my old managers, Marty.
Right. That's what comes to mind for me. Hey, Bruce, have a great day, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
All right. That is the great Bruce Jenkins. Always a pleasure. Bill, have a good afternoon. We'll talk to you next week. And Giants baseball coming up right now. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.